Hello, everybody. This is Dr. Shireen.
And this is Terania. How are you all doing this evening?
Certainly well.
Well, you know, go ahead, my husband.
I just finished to watch Bernie Sanders' show, and it's amazing how the newsletter that I wrote, Bernie Sanders for President, how the stars really, really reflect this gentleman's unique celestial identity. I don't know how many of you have already read this newsletter that I wrote today, but it is. I'm still in awe myself to realize that even if I never, ever had heard his name, I would or watch him performing on television, on any political debate, how accurate the science of astropsychology, or astroforensics, truly is.
You jumped right into Bernie, but I was actually going to say something that led up to Bernie that's kind of important, because it has to do with our connection and the connection to all of that, which is Bernie and the rest, whatever you want to call it, if I may.
All I can tell you is Bernie is a Virgo. This is the sign of hard work, dedication, honesty. Virgo is a sign that dwells with general communication, and God knows he is so versatile and so witty and so smart. Not also that Virgo is a sign that dwells with nature, the rainforest, anything that dwells with keeping Mother Earth nice, healthy, and for the children of the future. So in some ways, I resonate with this old guy and his honest drive to serve, because that's what Virgos are about, servicing the world.
I'm going to pull out my green thumb on this one real quick here, because Virgo is green, and I think that too many people's eaten up the plants. They're missing the forest for the tree. This goes back to my name again. One of the most fascinating pieces of the whole puzzle is that my name, Trania, which my mom dreamed up, you know, turned out to be the Trania Creek Australian rainforest. And I came about 1 year after the strife for its freedom was taking place. And not only that, but my middle name, Lorey, which happens to be the ancient African mystical thunder of the gods, it's actually a voodoo tribal group in that forest that played out on the drums all the sounds, which was reflecting the cry of the people that were striving for liberty during those tragic times. And so it's kind of why I was thinking of wanting to name my ebook that's in progress, Terrania Nueva. And Tierra Nueva is New Earth or New World Order, you may. And it is kind of a kangaroo court out there. I say that because a general held assumption has it that the word kangaroo comes from an Australian Aboriginal word, which means I don't know. But that's actually not true. That word, kangaroo, was first reported in 1770 by Captain James Cook when he arrived along the northeast coast of Australia to do some minor fix-ups. But in 1820, all these years later, a captain came along, Philip K. King, who had recorded a different word for the animal as minua. So it turns out that Captain Cook had been incorrect, and this fictitious story evolved into that of what he had believed, which was a word meaning I don't know, which was actually the reply to a question in English that had not been understood. Again, understood. You have to stand under your stars to understand anything in this world. So if you're someone who unreasonably is devoted to the notion of someone like Bernie Sanders or anyone in the general election right now as a candidate for becoming the next president of the United States, and that is, again, to the absolute elimination of any other option, you may or you might like, I mean, you may not or you might like what we have to say about Bernie or anyone else. Well, what it boils down to is that it doesn't much matter because there aren't just facts and underlying census information, but years worth of well-documented U.S. voting history behind all of what we're about to put out, because it is subconsciously related. And so regardless of what good news you might hear out there, some Iowa or New Hampshire polling, or how many HuffPost magazines may be running predicting a landslide, to me, Bernie Sanders most likely won't win the White House.
Well, again,
and
you know,
I'll tell you my reasons as we go along.
You know, even, you know, politics is a dirty game.
It is.
And each human being has his own unique celestial identity. And all that we can do is to agree to disagree. And that's just the name of the game in everything. There is no one single human being that will be born at the same time, at the same place, at the same second, and reason and feel and trust and think and create like anyone else. And even a soulmate is somebody who has a lot of the same energy, like Tyrone and I. We're soulmate because we have a lot in common.
We're actually twin flames. There's a difference between those two words.
Well, again, you'd explain all this in your ebook when it comes ready. But what I'm trying to say is that the disagreement is just a normal part of the human experience.
Right.
All I can tell you is, from my own wisdom, that Bernie Sanders is a very committed guy. And the reason why he actually is slowly but surely raising is because if you have read the prediction that I made sometime, I think it was February 2013 or something, I clearly mentioned that those born in September and those born in March will be a target for this dragon, either to succeed and change their lives or their partnerships, or will die. And if you look at those born in March that already have perished, and those born in September that are changing their lives, such as Bernie Sanders, you can only trust a little bit more what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt, an increase in these polls, you know, they can be understood as good news for Sanders. But it's like what we're seeing right now, it's not even close to the definite argument that the Sanders voters think it is. That means if it's left up to the masses, Bernie can and will come out and be successful as both the Democratic nominee and the 2016 president. But that's undeniable at this point. Because no matter Hillary Clinton's character as this devil incarnate on the right or as a dishonest service for the organization on the left, the very organization that Bernie is apparently leading a revolution against still holds the fact that she still stands a far better chance of the nomination for Democratic nomination than Sanders.
Tyrannia is coming from the hard, logical thinking process. And I'm coming from a much more spiritual level. But ultimately, what we are doing here, we are not actually making predictions, even though that I predicted that Trump would not have a good night, and I was right. We are using astropsychology, astroforensics, to present you with the fact that of somebody's character outside of your five logical, limited human sense. That's all we're doing.
You want to talk about character, I'll tell you what. Let's say Bernie Sanders somehow just miraculously takes this Democratic nomination. I mean, he probably wouldn't stand a chance in the general election still. I mean, because all it takes is a casual type of understanding of the American voters and the principles. I mean, if you look behind how it's connected to two words that are necessarily related with Bernie, because he's never really stood apart from them. And if, from what I hear, is when he was asked if he's a capitalist, he replied that he's a democratic socialist. So with that being said, you have these curious people out here, or, you know, very smart people who do their homework, and they'll understand the opposing views between his democratic socialism and the communism socialist government that's been the enemy of the American way of life since forever. And America's not made up of very, you know, intellectual, sober people here. Book smart, maybe, but, I mean, you take the politically conservative side, or Jesus, for that matter, who spent the last 6 years easing socialists while they're belittling against Barack Obama, and even he isn't close to being on the left wing of Soviet communism or the New World Order of Democrats.
All I could tell you is that Bernie Sanders is a Pisces dragon still, and anything to do with Pisces is religion.
Yes.
And being Jew, knowing that America is very much Christian, and depict again why previous politicians that were part of a different religion, such as the Mormon, did not succeed. So that is the problem. He was born with the tail of the dragon in Pisces. So anything and everything that dwells with religion or religious groups or Christianity will certainly not promote him. But when you look at his essence, when you look at his heart, when you look at his planet more specifically, especially his Mercury and Libra, Mercury is the planet to regulate the critical thinking in the mind. It's in the sign of Libra. And what is Libra? Libra is nothing else than the law. So he is working really hard with his Mercury in Libra to reestablish a form of justice for the rest of us, for the taxpayer. His Venus is also in Libra. Venus is the planet of the art, which depicts why, like me, which I also have a strong Libra, he was a recording artist. And he was actually a singer, even though that he said he was not a good singer. His album is selling quite well. And Venus was women, which is a primary force behind his work. Now, he'd still have to remember that. In his 10th house, like old Virgo, he becomes a Gemini. Gemini is the planet of communication, and on top of that, he happens to have the planet Uranus that rules anything to do with technology, the internet. He's making a good use of these stars by magnetizing or attracting all those good blessings to him. But what is the essence number one in Bernie Sanders that led him to fight the most powerful corporation in the world that could easily dispose of him in so many different ways? That's why the FBI today has decided to double its protection around him. He was born with Saturn, the fear principle, the career leader, right into the sign of Taurus, and Taurus is the symbol. The symbol of Taurus is the bull, or the symbol chosen by Marilyn Corporation and the banking industry. So with Saturn in the sign of Taurus, he had a very, very deep fears of not having enough money, not having security, because the gangsters, because the 1% elite, supremely wealthy suckers out there that runs the political worlds and all the bank are in charge. So he is motivated, very strongly motivated, to battle his own insecurity fears by leading the battle against the supremely wealthy corporation. And
they need someone that obviously appears to be against their own control. I mean, to make it look more realistic, I think. He really isn't a person of that much authority when you look at it. I mean, he tends to make those who already have the authority kind of look ridiculous. I mean, he uses practical discovery, yes, to try and get every bit of information he can about a race, ethnic group, you know, Jews, for instance, or the pursuit like this nomination right now, and decide where it's all going to lead. He doesn't seem to be very fair. He's very mathematical, and yes, he's almost always right, even when you think he won't be. But this is kind of where someone like even Clinton has more of a chance of taking over. And again, you know, excluding a new or an old scandal, whether it's real, whether it's not real, someone like Clinton may obtain the nomination. So his chances of doing it may be even poorer than Donald Trump's possibilities of getting the Republican nomination.
Well, if you look at the latest poll, I have to very politely, my sweet darling, disagree with you. But, you know, this is basically what it is. As I said, tyranny is coming from a natural inserted fear of communism that every single American carries in his gene, put it this way.
Okay, I'm not saying it puts him out altogether, but again, the figures kind of put him behind the black ball. For everything to go perfect for him, to progress into the general election, it just doesn't look like the case. He would have to not only benefit from the circumstances of the repetitive bragging of the younger youth vote, which is just another demographic that really has proven itself to be not that great in assembling as the older voters. And luckily, that's, again, an enthusiastic social media also, which would have to explain in actual numbers. But again, Facebook, Twitter, they all have a way of making volume with sound easily confusable with volume and size, is what's happened to you lately with Facebook and Google, taking away numbers all the time and muting us.
But again, you have to remember the race has just started, so to assume that Bernie Sanders has no chances is not exactly wise, Tarania.
Oh, no, he has a chance.
I'm using the stars. I'm not using the logical side
right.
of myself. And as I said,
with the head and the tail, I completely understand.
What you're reflecting, and which is basically what Sanders' enemies will be, is the phobia of communism or socialism that Americans run off from. But that is what you are reflecting at the subconscious level, and I understand my wife very well.
Oh, it's not me, it's them.
Well, and you.
I mean, they want you to believe that.
Well, exactly. But
what I'm saying.
Well, all I can tell you is that he has a very, very strong appeal to the younger generation.
Yes.
He's set to do so because his Pluto is in Leo,
right.
The planet of power, the planet of changes, the planet of extreme intensity. He's in the sign of Leo that rules the teen, the young adults, the people that are representing the future. And, of course, the OCD generation vibrate at a speed that they all want and believe on the weather change, on the global warming. Like him, they believe, of course, that it is important to have good access to your education without being forced to pay for the rest of your life.
Right.
So at the subconscious level, this Pluto is magnetizing a multitude of young adults that resonate and vibrate at his speed. In so many ways, I could really, really compare you to Sanders much more than what you think, Tarana, because you're always cleaning the house. You are always cleansing and cleaning, and this is what Virgo, which is your hidden dragon, is doing.
Hidden dragon tail.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
well, again, and also his, if you look at his Jupiter, 19 degrees on his Gemini.
In his career area, yes.
Yeah. But again,
so that means he will appeal to foreign people, to Black American, to Latino, and this is why Rubio was very successful too, because when the debate took place in Iowa caucuses, the moon was in Sagittarius, and Sagittarius was foreigners, so that the cosmic wind was in his favor, and those cosmic wind that night were completely against Trump. This is why a day before I clearly predict undeniably that Trump would not have a good night, because he was suffering one of his 2016 negative cosmic biorhythm. So I have proven.
Oh, yes.
That is,
again,
my work. Does work.
And indeed, and that's still not the general election, though, because, you know, again, regardless, misguided or not, America is a country full of capitalists. That's the thing. So someone referring to themselves as a socialist doesn't stand the highest probability.
Again, to the older generation, or to those who have that phobia, like the, as I said earlier, the phobia, including the one with the Cold War with Russia. It took years for America to remove itself from that phobia of Russia, Cold War. It is part of the American genes,
right,
to negate, refuse anything that is perceived to them as very negative, socialism. Now, you have capitalism, which means the 1% rich that Sanders is trying so hard to beat and expose, and then you have the total opposite of capitalism, which is the Russian, okay? And in between what you have socialism. And you can only be afraid of what you do not know.
That's right. But putting the word democratic in front of the word socialist is definitely not going to ease the catastrophe of everything that's taken place over the years.
But Taranya, you have to remember, Pluto is in Capricorn. Pluto is the outsider. Pluto is Trump. Pluto is Sender, which is trying to completely reverse what is accepted as political science, as reality, or as the right thing to do or to believe. And Capricorn is the government, the structural political that has been established since forever, as far as the United States is concerned.
Exactly.
So you have to remember. You have to remember this Pluto in Capricorn is extraordinarily powerful and literally changing everything upside down. That's why you cannot say
absolutely
that Sanders has no chances.
Oh, no, he has a chance, all right. But what I mean is, it's still all lunacy, something they don't want you to know. I mean, if you look at even what IVIP, Britt Lundberg, had said back in December 5th, 2012, the U.S. House of Representatives, you know, passed some legislation that was approved by the U.S. Senate, which removed the word lunatic from all the federal laws in the U.S. I mean, President Obama even signed that legislation into law on the 28th of 2012.
Yeah, but President Obama is not Cosby Cassius. He has to go from what he believes is fair and accepted as discipline. You have to remember, President Obama also gave millions and millions of dollars to science to find out what's going on with the brain. When universal cosmic consciousness is missing, the only thing you can do is to use your five logical human senses.
That's what I'm saying. That's what it all boils down to.
Well, there we are.
Like the kangaroo. People are eating up the plants. They don't understand.
I can wait. I can wait that you put your book out there.
So what I'm trying to say here is, you're exactly right. Science, politics, it's all surpassed as politics. It's all religion disguised in intellectual craziness. I've said it before, I'm saying it again. It's just all the physical foundation of humankind's hidden lunacy.
Yeah. Now, because he was born, Sanders, with the tail of the dragon in Pisces, and right on his seventh house, he's got the entire Christian community or the signature of America against him because he is a Jew. And that is something that you cannot say on TV. Like, nobody can mention that on the radio, but you're going to hear it right here, okay?
Oh, yeah.
On the Cosmic Code.
The religious symbols of ancient Egypt are identical to those of the Jewish, Christian, and Muslim religion. And that's what they're trying to bring everybody into. World religion.
But the OCD generation, the younger OCD generation, are not religious, Tarania, and that's why they sign up and ally with Sanders.
Yes, you're exactly right, and that's why I was saying earlier that someone desiring political office who calls himself or herself a socialist would be least appealing to those who vote behind even that of a Muslim, a gay person, or an atheist.
Exactly. All right, let's get to our first caller here.
Let's get on to caller number one. I think it's Juana. You've been calling. This is the third call this past show. How are you doing, Juana?
Well, I guess she likes us. Juana, are you here?
One of our top supporters.
I guess, Juana, did you sign up? Okay, well, you can call.
You can call again.
No problem. Anybody can call.
I have a number in front of me.
And anybody can call, and we'll answer your questions and try to explain a little bit more about your stars. And if you have a question about Sander, if you have a question about Trump, in fact, I have to do, I said that, before I die, I have to do the UCI of every single president of the United States. And that will allow generations of the future to investigate the power of astroforensics. Because when you look at it, in a country, and in a world for that matter, that is totally and completely religiously poisoned, or in a world that trusts and puts its faith not only in the false gods, but also in science, now you have religious lunatics, you have atheists. And this type of generation will never, ever, in million years, be able to assimilate the beauty of my expertise or my lifetime work and the work of Tarania. So when you look at it, when I get too old and I start to lose my sight, I will have to spend my last days doing the charts of all those presidents and dictate basically their fate. Because once you elect a president, you are becoming part of his fate. That's why the German people who had no cosmic consciousness gave power to Hitler. And by giving power to Hitler, the German people and the rest of the world has learned the worst of the worst of what the tail of the dragon in the sign of Capricorn that rules politics. There, the damage that this type of stars can do when you give the power to somebody like Hitler or anybody else, for that matter, who has the same type of stars.
People who have their state of mind stolen from them just so they can give back to, you know, those who's in charge of the world. I want to mention really quick that call-in number again is 1-888-429-5471 if you want to call in to Station 2 and ask us any questions this evening.
I will take care of you. Now, all I'm trying to tell you, okay, if I, let's say for example, if I was, for some miracle, becoming the United States next president, okay, that could happen only if a couple of extraterrestrials hold my hand on national TV. Okay, now, you can be sure, you can be sure, okay, that religion as we know them today, they are already slowly disappearing. they are being, people are not stupid. They realize that religion is literally the biggest weapon that produces separatism. It separates people. Then again, your religion is already preset by your geographical birth location. If you're born in the Middle East, chances are you'll be a Muslim. If you're born in the States, in Ireland or in Europe, chances are you'll be an actual Christian. And if you're in Asia, you'll be a Buddhist, and you know the list goes on because you have 875 different religions that have been created by man's religious folly. If I was to become the president, I would find a way to make people finally aware that God is universal. God, cosmic divinities and essence is a reflection of the 12 apostles. Again, the 12 signs of the zodiac, the 12 hours of the day, the 12 months of the year, the 12 scenes, the 12 jury. And I would literally educate people, their children specifically, not to judge people because everybody bleeds red.
Right.
Not to judge people because of the color of their skin or because their ethnicity. I would train those kids to see people through their heart, through their soul, through their stars. And that unified everybody because everybody anywhere in the world is under the jurisdiction of the stars. So you would have the first cosmic conscious president that will definitely keep religion, but the universal religion, as I said, it's a universal, which means everybody would believe in the same thing because everybody would have been educated on the same universal principle that were already taught to Jesus by those wise men, extraterrestrials, who spend enough time to bring Jesus' cosmic consciousness right to the roof. But, you know, this is...
preset.
This is...
God didn't set it that way.
Yeah, he said it this way because humans are not smart enough to learn intelligently. This is hell. You're not going to go to hell. I said that a million times. This is where you you have to learn your lesson. You're in a hot physical world where if I tell you this is red hot, don't touch it, and you don't know what red hot means, you're going to put your hand on that, and you're going to burn yourself, and you're going to remember, and you're going to learn. That's what a hot physical world is all about, a training ground,
exactly.
A training ground. But when you have so much going on, the entertainment matrix captivating your mind with ridiculous, stupid programs like the Cartesian, for God's sake, or religion, nurturing your fears that if you deal with people like us, you're going to go to hell. As long as you have this metal set up, there is no way that humanity will progress, but humanity is slowly but surely progressing, especially as the age of Aquarius is taking over.
Right.
When I was a kid, Tirania, I didn't have television, didn't have computer, didn't have telephone, didn't have the internet, but this is now changing. Anybody can call us from anywhere in the world, so let's take that caller.
Let's take caller number two.
All right. Are you here, caller?
Hello?
Yep, we're listening, my friend.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear.
You. What's your name?
Okay, cool. You're fading out a little bit on my end, but I can listen to you on the headphones.
All right.
So,
Let me guess. This is Josh?
So this is Josh. I mean, from the Cotton Code.
Hi.
And we've already talked
about it.
All right,
Josh. Good VIP. What's your question, my good friend?
Okay, so I've told recently that I'm going into truck driving, commercial truck driving as a new career.
Right.
And I'm interested, this is going to bring in a lot of this is going to bring in a lot of finances. I mean, like, that I've not had before. It's a big deal for me, a big life change.
But first of all, before we go further, were you born in January?
February 10th.
Oh, February. Okay. All right. So you were born in February. It's important for me to know the year you were born. So I can check basically your Mercury location and Mercury rules transportation, the lorry industry, and you wanted to become a truck driver. You understand that, yes?
Well, it wasn't my first choice. Unfortunately,
no.
I did some damage. I made some bad choices, and I've been kind of been back into a corner with it. So now I'm in a position where I have to do something, right? I have to go for something, and truck driver is the thing that most stands out. It's the thing that...
Well, that's because you were born with Mercury, if I recall, in the sign of Capricorn, correct?
Yes. Actually, I have a lot of Capricorn on my chart.
Yeah. Well,
like Saturn,
with Mercury,
yeah,
we were born in February, you said, yes?
Yes.
Okay. So with Mercury in Capricorn, Mercury is a planet of transportation, communication. Capricorn is the sign that regulates mechanic, engineering, structure, and career. So it's very normal for you to think of getting into this type of work to generate a living. However, Mercury in Capricorn is also very, very smart. It's a politician. It's a scientist. And if you have to do any type of stupid job, I did God knows what, how many jobs in my life, before you can stand independently and work for yourself, or at least save some money to educate yourself. With Mercury in Capricorn, your potential is phenomenal if you take the time to educate yourself.
Okay. I have those aspirations. I haven't given up. But one question I really wanted to ask, and thank you for going through all that. I haven't given up on those aspirations.
Good.
I once talked to Linda, who was also a former VIP at one time. I don't know where that is now.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't talked to her in some time either. Had a falling out a couple years ago.
Oh, it happened with everybody.
Okay, well, I'll diverge for just one moment if you've got the time.
Okay.
With Linda, what she most thought was interesting about me was that I was a very critical mind. I have a very critical mind. And she enjoyed that. She liked that when it was applied to you, when I was being very critical of you. But she went off on her own at some point, and... when she said something that stood out, I was very critical of her, and she immediately snapped on it. That was what caused the falling out. I haven't talked to her since.
Hmm. Well, you have to remember, you have to keep in mind that Linda is also a kind of... she's a Virgo dragon still, and she's also very, very critical. And she has a very, very, I wouldn't say... insecure inferiority complex, but if in some ways you tend to disagree with a Virgo dragon still, the spiritual pride will take over, and your relationship will be at risk because they're very, very critical of everything and everybody, and they tend to listen to themselves more than anybody else.
We share a natal dragon. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, Pisces, dragon head, Virgo tail. Yeah, that's true.
So,
what she was telling me at one point is she did something that there were some areas that I needed to avoid, that I should never move in. And I don't remember what she said, but there was like Colorado or something like that. She just said briefly that there were some areas I should never go to, like move to. And I was wondering if you... knew about that.
Unless she does your astrocartography to know the type of planet you have in Colorado in different states, then she would not know. But at the same time, even Now listen carefully. Even if you have a very negative planet in specific area of the United States, this does not mean you are going to suffer. And telling you not to move anywhere is something I would never do. I would tell you go for it, give it a shot, but be careful of this type of planet that could bring you this type of experience. But no, a true student of mine will never, ever impose his own will or his own wisdom upon someone else. You've got to have your own decision to make.
Right.
And I think Linda was very trying to help you. She was trying to help you. That's all she was doing.
Yes, she did.
Again?
She was. But to be fair to her, she never actually told me not to go somewhere. I'm paraphrasing her. So for that reason, you know, she never actually said, don't go here. She just said this was negative, and I was paraphrasing that.
Okay, well, that's very important to never, because, you know what, even myself, I don't own all the answers. I never did and I never will. That's why I'm still learning. When I see my patient, my client, my student reaction, I recall in Turner and I, we were really shocked. We had a Capricorn student. He was the top of the class, and he graduated at the same time than Linda. 4 years, this kid was incredibly advanced spiritually. Then one day he turned around, and exactly what I said he should not do or should be cautious of,
he did.
A Capricorn think like a Pisces, which means anything to do with religion.
Deception.
And religion is bad news. This is why, of course, Cassius Clay or Muhammad Ali, which is a Capricorn, turned himself into a Muslim. A very famous singer, also born in January, just signed up for Buddhism. But that's okay. This is what the stars dictate. And you can take the horse to the water, as I said. It doesn't mean he's going to drink and follow the rules. He graduated. He went all the way up to cosmic consciousness. And then one day, he had the stars against him, and he was at the wrong time at the right place, basically, for him to go back into his religious beliefs because of his deep inserted fears that in the first place led him to knock at our doors and learn about his religious beliefs. So it is not uncommon for students who put us on the pedestal, like Linda or like this student, turn around and start to bash us up again in the name of insecurity, jealousy, or, as I said earlier, because of the star pattern, they go back into their own comfortable zone. So you can never really anticipate someone's reaction because the stars are constantly moving.
Everyone has the ability to act at their own discretion, and it's that much stronger than what may be pointed out to them or dictated through that of the stars, just the way it is.
And it always will be that way. In your case, you know, you are important. Because how old are you, Josh?
26.
26.
Not getting any younger.
Well, I wish I were 26. Trust me, I know what I know today. Oh my gosh,
it's just a number.
I'd be on top of the world really soon. If I was your age, the first thing I'd do is to sign off for political science, because then I see what's going on in the world. Like Bernie Sanders, being a Jew, knew that electing somebody like Hitler cost the lives of many, many of his people. And he realized the importance of getting into politics so he could fulfill his mission to clean up and purify everything around him.
Would you like to know what I'm involved in?
You tell me.
My aspirations. I've been involved for a little bit. Actually, shortly after I left the Cosmic Code, I got involved with an organization called Earth Organization for Sustainability.
Mm-hmm.
The Venus Project, which I posted about on the VIP site, is a similar kind of organization. It's an organization that wants to make the world better.
You're breaking up, my friend. Oh, yeah. I cannot hear you, but basically, if I recall your UCI correctly, I believe you're a person which has a very strong humanitarianism strength, somebody which has political values, a very strong sense of detail. And this is why I believe I did mention for you to aim towards a political career or a career that would make you give you the opportunity to make the world a better place. And again,
I ran for mayor on your advice. I didn't make it, but I did.
Yeah, I remember.
So, did you hear everything I just mentioned, Josh?
Yes, I heard that you were encouraging me to run for.
Well, we still have a terrible line here. So, basically, all I want you to do is to, as a VIP, keep looking, keep reading, keep asking questions, listen to this show, read my newsletters, and if you happen to move again away from Earth. That would be your choice, but I'm so glad that you decided to come back, because 26 years old, to me, you're a child, you're a kid, and that's what we need. We need people of your age to gather enough cosmic consciousness so they can pass on the torch of supreme wisdom into the future.
Yeah, again, you know, anything that's like seeking to implement sustainability, I think you mentioned, type of strategies, it provides people with some sort of economic or cultural benefits that's attained through responsibility for today's environment. But again, at the same time, you have to be, you know, cautious of all those programs out there, because it's the whole well-known culture as we know it. It's a very large mind control program. The rich get richer, the poor get poorer, everyone else gets screwed at some point, and you're still getting yelled at.
And that could change with Sanders, I believe that. But anyway, I'm going to ask you guys to get your pen, okay? Get your pen.
Get your pen.
Because each time I'm giving you a date or a SOS window, a SOS deadly window, it seems that I've been correct each time. And I'm going to do it again. I'm going to do it again and again and again, like I did since forever. I'm going to ask you to write down February 7th, okay? February 7th, 24 hours before or after the 7th, you are going to be able to experience a very shocking type of energy coming down from our local universe, our local solar system, I may say correctly. So, expect earthquakes above 6.0. Some of them could be large enough to produce tsunami. Expect also volcano eruption. Now, this type of negative energy could produce ironical accident, tornado. So what I'm trying to tell you, the key word is shocking surprise. 7th, on the 7th. You'll be safe, okay? Don't worry, because you've been through those windows since forever. You will be safe, especially if you know about you on a cosmic biorhythm. But make sure to make a note, and then when I proof to you the fact again, you will have to help me by talking about those predictions and promoting the cosmic code. So let's get another caller. We have another caller, I believe, Torina, yes?
Yes, Ivan, I believe.
Are you here?
Yeah.
Are you here, Ivan?
What's your question?
Yeah. Well, I have two questions. Is that okay?
Just start with the first one.
Okay. So the first one is around the altar. I've been working with an altar for a while now, and been having a lot of, you can say, success with it. And I want to ask you, what is your position on working with an altar? Like, do you see it really necessary?
Tell me the month you were born first.
August 4th, 1995.
All right. Now, Tarunya, do you want to answer that?
Do I want to? Yeah, I was just getting ready to put in his date of birth.
Well.
Working with an altar, again, that has a lot to do with, like, spells and witchcraft and voodoo and those types of things. So, you know, one has to be really careful when it comes to anything dealing with spells or rituals, mostly because of certain elements that may be in afflicting their psyche. And I don't know your dragon's head and tail right off the bat.
So what year was you born?
What year were you born?
95.
Okay.
95.
Let me plug that in here.
Okay. Now, all I could tell you is...
August 1995.
Being born in August, you're supposed to work for the light. Because
right.
During the day, every planet shies away.
He's a Taurus tail.
Okay, so he's a Scorpio head. So you're lucky you're protected... you would be even more protected if you had a talisman. You regenerate with metaphysics. Hello?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, as I said, being a Scorpio dragon's head, you have a natural protection and also a natural attraction that anything that is related to the underworld. Because in your past life, you were working in metaphysics, okay? Meantime, you were born in August, so you have the forces of the day, Leo, the light, children, the stage, Obama, Schwarzenegger, Michael Jackson, Madonna, all the energy of the lion and the fame and the light. And then you have this very deep, mystical, nightly, mysterious dragon in Scorpio. And that's why you are... stimulated to use that power so that you can bring the light to yourself by using it cautiously. I would recommend you to check on your cosmic biorhythm before digging into this type of forces that you may not be able to handle unless you have supreme wisdom, cosmic consciousness, and protection. Now, this is something that you did many, many times in past life, and you could try to use this to make money, and that would bring you bad luck. You have to be careful of what your aims are. If your aims are selfishly oriented, let's say you would want me to make you a talisman and teach you all about metaphysics or work with the altar, and solely to make money, or to raise your honor standard in life, that's not good. So you have to question your integrity and your motives before dealing with altar. Does that make sense?
Okay. You might be
yeah, definitely.
The Kabbalistic healing ritual that my husband has, because it deals with removing those negative forces.
But nothing beats a talisman.
Yeah, exactly.
A talisman that is carved during your head of the dragon in Scorpio will stop the reptilious infestation and will help you to actually reach that power and use it correctly.
And will also help the Kabbalistic ritual as well.
Yeah. You have the right to use what you have learned in your past life. All you got to do again is to get that integrity and have the right protection. This is basically what it is, my friend.
And a lot of people just go about doing those types of rituals just when they feel like, and they are against the planetary hours or the moon. They do it when they feel like, and that can bring about negative forces around them and affect their subconscious.
Yeah, it's an art. When you dwell with the underworld, which is ruled by Pluto, it's an art. And as I said, luckily, you are allowed to thread on this darkness without getting hurt if you have the right guidance or the right protection.
Mind you, the head and tail can kind of work in the same way, too, at times.
Well,
even
right,
though he has Pluto and Scorpio.
Yeah, on top of that, so it's dignified, plus the tail of the dragon is on his eighth house of death, so he is stimulated to... go into the mysteries of life. I understand that too, currently. All right. Did I explain a little bit more?
Yeah. And I am really careful with what I do with it. And the second question does have to deal with the cosmic biorhythms. How exactly do you figure out your a positive and a negative cosmic biorhythm? Like, what do you look at in the chart?
Let me tell you something. First of all, there is such a thing as being at a wrong time at the wrong place. As I said a few days ago, before the Iowa caucuses, I said that Trump will not come out a winner of that one. I have been investigating those cosmic biorhythm for many years now, because I just discovered it, but I've been investigating those cosmic winds for a while now. So you, for example, let's say you decide to do something that you have never done before. Let's say you are going to buy a car and you're going to go and race this car. Now, you're not cosmic conscious. You're going to buy this car after the full moon, and you're going to just go crazy during one of these negative cosmic biorhythms. The next thing you know, you're going to kill yourself with the car. So to really explain to you the dynamics of a cosmic biorhythm would be quite difficult. You might have to take the course to really understand it.
Oh, he's taking the course.
Oh, well, that's even better then.
Yeah.
That's going to be easy. What you want to do then is to read what I wrote about talisman. You just Google Dr. Turin talisman, and read all that, and educate yourself on what those cosmic biorhythms are all about.
Yeah, being a student of ours, Ivan as well, and you have wanted to help you or any of their BAPs. I get that question all the time from people when I do the dragon dates or the cosmic biorhythms. How do I know which ones are negative, or how do I know which ones are positive?
It's
when you've taken the time to really read through the material or listen to the CDs as you have. If you have to do it again, sometimes for people it takes more than once. But it's really what it boils down to is learning about, the dragon, which is the most vital aspect, the moon, and all of those elements. And then you should be able to gather that wisdom in order to put the repetitious pattern together of each month and determine that the way we do.
Yeah, but any of our students, including yourself, can do that.
Yeah.
And if you have already listened to the area where I teach about those cosmic biorhythm, or the hidden dragon, most exactly, if you understood the power of the natal dragon and the hidden dragon, then we'll be able to tell you a little bit more on how to do the cosmic biorhythm, how to find them.
Yeah, one thing I want to add real quick is don't think of, I tell this to people all the time, don't think of those dates as either positive or negative.
They're both.
They're kind of both. Either can really be a challenge. It's all according to how you like to look at them.
But as a rule, and as I've proven with Donald Trump's experiences, when you are under those negative cosmic biorhythm, it's like it's not your day of doing something. You try to find out, what the hell did I do wrong when I thought I performed as best as I could? How come? So your expectations are not fulfilled because you are against the wind. It's like you're trying to sail a boat, and you want to go towards a specific island, but the wind is not pushing you on that direction. So the best bet that you got to do is to back off, so to speak, and then check the direction of the wind, or wait for the wind to change. And then you have to know when those winds are going to change, and then you're going to put yourselves up, and you're going to go there much faster and safely. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I figured that's what it was. I guess I was just thinking it was more complicated than what it was. So, that makes sense.
Very, very simple. It's very, very simple when you look at it. I can give you a little basic on how it works. But basically, unless you really, really grasp the dynamics of the Nettle and Hidden Dragon, you're going to have a problem. Now, if you understand the difference, or if you're able to immediately pick somebody's date of birth and know immediately where the Nettle or the Hidden Dragon is, then you're ready to understand the dynamics involving the cosmic biorhythm. Are you at that level yet or not?
I'm getting there, but not yet.
Okay, so once you're there, just call me, okay? Call me, and
yeah,
I'll spend the time with you to explain how we do that.
I think he was doing the Astro Tarot tutoring, and then I never heard from him again. Never heard from you again, Ivan. So
well,
we still have some
well,
of that left with Dr. Cherry to finish, just so you know.
Well, if he wants to dig into the Astro Tarot, he already has the basis on the course,
yeah,
so he can do it for himself. Okay. Well,
yeah.
I guess We are coming towards the end of that show. I mean, 1 hour goes really fast with us. So, again, people, make a note of February the 7th. And I will be there with Terra next weekend to confirm this earthquake or natural shocking news that will take place. So, good night, everybody.
Good night, everyone. And just so you know, life is a battle. Yes, you have to fight it every day. You have to fight it so many times just to win it.
Good night, everybody. Thank
good
you for
luck
listening to the show. Bye-bye.
Good night.
See you next Wednesday.
Later.
Bye-bye.
Next Wednesday, guys.